I was a struggling single mom. My son at the time, he was 6 years old, and I had a home in Dunwoody, and I just divorced, and so I placed an ad for a roommate.
And it was almost kind of like a Match.com thing for mm-hmm. single mommies. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I was still living at home with my parents. So after I got divorced, I moved in with them. And at the time, Reagan was, she was 2.5. And it was getting a little...
cramped.
Yeah. It was getting a little tight. Do you remember the first time we met? Do you remember that? What that was like?
We had dinner, and we clicked right away. It was like a girlfriend click.
I remember seeing you walking in with your long blonde hair and your super cute outfit, and I thought, oh, please let this be her. Oh, please let this be. And it was you. And I thought, oh. Instantly, I thought, okay.
We're both extroverts.
Oh, heck yeah.
It was just an immediate connection.
Girlfriend energy.
Yeah.
It's always good.
Yeah.
We also had very similar parenting as far as expectations of behavior. I mean, there were some basic house rules that both kids had to follow.
You took care of Reagan. I took care of Dorian.
And we would correct the other one if they needed it, but we didn't undercut the other person.
No.
Even though they were far apart in age, they still played a lot together and did a lot together.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of nights out of the week we would have mm-hmm. dinner together, whether or not
breakfast. We would get up and get the kids ready for school. So, mm-hmm. you know, 7 o'clock in the morning, we're all downstairs having breakfast. And
I was always amazed that you never used a tablespoon to measure the coffee. You just poured by eye. And that was always amazing to me. And you always nailed it. Living with you is the last time that anybody's made coffee for me on a regular basis. So,
oh, yeah. Well, I didn't have anybody in my life at the time. You know, I didn't have a guy. I didn't have anybody who was there for me.
Yeah.
I had surgery. Remember that?
Yeah.
Major surgery.
Right, I do.
And you got me these really comfy pajamas and made sure I was all, you know, comfortable. And
I mommed you.
I had you. We never had any conflicts.
And I do remember there were times we were able to help each other with a date night.
Oh, absolutely.
Which was wonderful.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. So I'll stay home with the kids and you, you know.
If I could go take a bath and not be interrupted.
How nice.
I mean,
Most mothers don't get that at all. It was little things,
you know, like that.
Sheila, I want to thank you. You opened, you know, not only your house to a complete stranger, but you also let me experience taking care of my child with training wheels.
Aww.
So I didn't have to do it all by myself, mm-hmm. but I got to experience what that could be like.
Mm-hmm.
And you set such a great example.
Thank you, Allison. I appreciate that. I love you too.
I just wish we could still merge our jewelry collections together again.